All right, yeah, Warren's coming up a little bit as you proceed. You may transfer to it briefly when you get north of 8. Who knows? But, interesting. That is a tough area to cover. I know well. Anthony and I were just talking. He lives over there. And, you know, it's just a hellhole, you know, for RF. I used to work at Tennant Harper, and it's just horrible going west. Goes east for miles. I mean, I remember I used to have an antenna on top of a tower, 180-foot tower, and I had a UHF stick, and I could barely hear people directly going west, you know, over near my house. But yet, I could hear guys so deep into Canada, you know, halfway to Toronto. It's just really weird. It's like there's this wall. And that whole area of the points and all that stuff, tough. I really want to get something down there. I don't know if it'd be just a receiver for one of the devices or for one of the repeaters or a machine or something, but I'd love to get something down that way. It's just an area that's underserved.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if I'm still hitting, like, I'm not moving very fast, 4 miles an hour, if that. I'm at 1 mile south or west, whatever you want to call 94, of Vinier, so that's where I'm at right now. And I'm down in the hole, you know, where they basically dug through a highway down here. So, yeah, one of the two would be kind of cool to have a receiver here. Or maybe both, you know. You could do it with both. You know, I know that you're fond of those Motorola CD, whatever they were, CDMAs. Or, I don't know if that would interface nicely or not. I know that you're looking for a timing issue, but if we could just get an antenna and, you know, experiment with it and see what it did. You know, nothing permanent, just to see what would work. The other place I'd like to see an antenna personally would be either the New Baltimore or New Haven area. I think that would be a better place for a receive site.